Hi. So I will be talking about this tool called SimDiff. It's an advanced difference tracking tool for SIM compliant devices. I'm Ramani Rautrai from IBM Research Almaden, and my co-author who could not be here is Sripad from IBM Pune. So the outline of the talk is going to be, I will give a brief background about SIM, Common Information Model, essentially to bring up the whole topic and what the tool is about. And then I will give talk about the model and the problem definition, then system overview and how we implemented, and show you some results. And at the end, we will have a conclusion and talk about the future work. So to give you a brief background about SIM, if you are not aware about it, so SIM is essentially developed by DMTF, Distributed Management Task Force. This is a model using which you are going to handle the management infrastructure of any modern devices. It is very similar to SNMP, but it's the newly adopted paradigm. So here, as shown in the diagram, so assume that you have a storage subsystem. So this could be a storage subsystem, a fiber channel switch, or can be a server. And this will have a small software module on it, which is called a SIM agent. So the SIM agent is essentially going to be the management entry point for that device. So sometimes this SIM agent can be embedded in the device, or it can be externally installed on another server, which is going to be managing multiple of these storage boxes or fiber channel switches and so on. So internally, the SIM agent has the major components are something called a SIMOM, which is Common Information Model Object Manager. There are popular ones which are available open source called SNIA, Pegasus SIMOM, and Sun WebM SIMOM. This SIMOM is essentially hardware agnostic, device agnostic, and this is essentially, you can think of it as a HTTP server. Then the pluggable component which comes with it is called provider, where each device vendor has to implement their own providers. So this is essentially the gateway using which the device is going to expose all the info and all the control as well. So the way it works is you have a file called a managed object format file, and that is the definition file using which you write your device model and all the functions, and you compile it into the SIMOM. And the functionality the SIMOM also provides are indication, security, and repository. Repository is the internal structure using which the SIM agent is going to store the data. Security is essentially access control. And indication is about if a third-party software or any agent wants a callback. So you could say that anytime a volume is created on the storage subsystem, let me know. So that's the callback mechanism which is handled by the indication. To talk to this software, there is a small library which is also open standard called SIM Client. And SIM Client authenticates over HTTP to the SIM agent. And the data which flows over the wire is essentially SIM XML over HTTP. So given that background, so let me jump one more level down. How does the MOF or the structure of these data which is represented in the SIM agent looks like? So here is an example. The very prominent things are called enumeration and association in case of a data retrieval. So as you can see, this is a object-oriented and hierarchical model. So there is a class called SIM managed element, and the hierarchy flows down to something called a SIM computer system. So fiber channel switch, server, storage subsystem, everything is represented as a SIM computer system. And this class, SIM computer system, will have a bunch of fields, which would say name, name format, IP address, DNS, and the name format could be IPv6, V4, DNS, and your proprietary name format, and so on. Similarly, the second class, which is a SIM FC port, which is the fiber channel port, it also has its own hierarchy. And the red line, which is showing, is an association, basically between computer system and a fiber channel port. So the way you would query the information is something like A, class A, and class B, and there is association between class A to B. So assume a scenario where this SIM agent is embedded in a fiber channel switch. So if you enumerated all computer system, it's going to come back that you have got one fiber channel switch, and it will give all the details, name, vendor, worldwide name, and so on. Then if you queried enumerate all fiber channel ports, if it is assumed that it's a 8-port fiber channel switch, it's going to return you 8 instances of SIMFC port, which is going to talk about all of the 8 ports, each individual worldwide names and port status, port speed, and so on. And then if you traverse the association for the given switch, it is going to report the same thing, that this switch has got 8 ports. So this assume that there is a external SIM agent which is reporting 2 switches. So in that case, this association becomes more helpful. So you enumerate the computer, you get 2 switches, and each switch has, suppose, 8 ports, then for each switch you can get the individual ports. So let's see how the data looks like. So this is for an IBM storage subsystem. So we queried, enumerate the computer system, and it's telling that there is a class called IBM TSDS underscore storage system. This is an extension of the SIM underscore computer system. And then it's telling that it has a name called IBM DOS.1750, which is the model number and a serial number. And then the class name is IBM TSDS underscore storage subsystem. And there is a bunch of fields, such as code level, how much of non-volatile memory is there, how much of cache is there, and so on. So as you can see in the structure, the whole data is represented and is called as a SIM instance. And there will be some key property. So they are mandatory and they have to be filled by the each provider or the device implementation. That is called a SIM object path. And apart from that, all the other properties are called SIM properties, and all of them together are the non-key SIM properties. So with that background, coming to the problem definition, so what is this tool essentially trying to achieve? You have these devices, and then we have these SIM agents which are reporting management information about these devices, and using these SIM agents, you can also do control actions, such as changing the device status or modifying the configuration, and so on. An administrator can use this tool to point to 2 devices and query what is the difference between them, provided those 2 devices are similar in nature, 2 storage subsystems or 2 fiber channel switches, and so on. Also, this is used in other form, which is the system management tool, such as IBM Director, TPC, Total Storage Productivity Center, Microsoft System Center, and so on. All the tools which use standard-based discovery. So the development and test environment essentially go in the data center, query all the information from these SIM agents, correlate at a central place, and try to show how many servers you have, how many switches, how many subsystems, and their configuration. So in such an environment, this tool can be used to figure out quickly what has changed. At the basis of this tool, this is a XML difference tracking tool. And as you know, because this is XML and it's recursively and embedded structures, this would be NP-hard. But in our case, this is going to be meaningful difference tracking. Essentially, we are not trying to track where a character has changed or the name has changed and so on. So this is mostly trying to give a meaningful difference tracking between 2 devices. From a formal definition point of view, so what we call it as a CR, which is a SIM repository, that is the whole information represented by the SIM agent, if it is 1 device or multiple device or so on, which is a collection of nodes. What is a node? Each node can be a SIM instance, like we saw in the previous slide, or can be a SIM object path, or can be a single SIM property. What is SIM instance? SIM instance is essentially definitely a SIM object path and some SIM properties. And SIM object path has to be 1 or more SIM property. So difference tracking, if you look at this graph, it has got multiple dimensions. So difference tracking can be spatial or can be temporal. Spatial meaning, if we are trying to do the difference tracking between different devices or different SIM agents. And temporal is trying to do the difference tracking for the same device at a different point in time. And on the other dimension, we have a difference which is syntactic. So we just look at the structure of these XML documents and try to point out this is the syntactic difference. And the second dimension is semantic, which makes more sense for the administrator to look at that what is the device property which has changed. Syntactic is more valuable for the developer and tester of the system management tool who is trying to evaluate why this data changed in the GUI or in the database, why is this data represented in a different fashion. As I go forward, I will explain in more details. So the system overview looks like this. You feed this SIM repository into this tool. So SIM repository is basically you are trying to point to more than to two different SIM agents. And at the basis of this SIMDiff tool, there is a hash maker, which is trying to do hashing of these XML structures and try to store it at different hierarchy. There is a knowledge base using which we are trying to derive the semantic differences. And there is a hierarchy resolver which is trying to find out if there is any tree isomorphism so that they can be ruled out. And you don't have to go deep into to figure out the differences. And difference tracker is essentially trying to orchestrate between these subcomponents to come out with the difference. Another small tool which we use, which we open sourced a couple of years back in Eclipse Forum, is something called a SAN simulator. So this tool is also used at the basis of it. What it does is, if you have a SIM compliant device and where the data is exposed through SIM agent, this tool can take point in snapshot of any device. So suppose you have a storage subsystem and it's going to go away or maybe it's going to go for repair, then you try to capture at this point of time what was the configuration looked like. So then this tool is going to take a snapshot of it and then store it. And after that, the system management tool essentially talks to this simulator as if the device is really there. Coming to the first component, which is the hash maker. So what are the node levels where we are going to store this hash? So SIM repository, which is the complete data represented by this SIM agent. So we store the hash for the whole tree. Then if this SIM repository was trying to report multiple devices, so suppose two DS storage subsystems, then there will be two hash at the two child nodes. For each SIM device, as we know, there will be multiple classes, such as storage volumes, pools, subsystem, ports. So for each class, there will be a hash. And for each class, there will be several instances. So for each instance also, there is going to be a hash. And inside each instance, there will be a SIM object path hash, which is going to say that whether the key has changed or not. Coming to the next component, which is the knowledge base. So how do we come up with the knowledge base? So before we go into the knowledge base, let me briefly give you what is a profile and how does a recipe look like. So this is how the SIM agent is representing the data for a storage subsystem and how the system administrator or the tool such as IBM Total Storage Productivity Center is going to create a volume. So first you would go to this graph, query how many subsystems you have, which is the computer system. So suppose it returned that you have got one system. Then you query that how many pools you have. Suppose it says you have two pools, P1, P2, and P1 is a primordial pool, so which you use to create the pools only, not the volumes. So you pick P2. Once you have got the P2 details, you would say, I want to create a volume of 20 gigabytes. So then it's going to check if you have that much available remaining space. Then it figures out what is the capability of that pool, whether you can create RAID 5 volumes or not. Then you would go ahead and create a volume. Then the data is going to get added to the storage volume and the storage setting. Some additional details is that if you want that volume to be visible to the host, then you have to go to fiber channel port, figure out the port, and then assign it to that port. So after you have traversed this graph, you have data from all these nodes, and then you pass it as an input to and call a function called create or modify element from the storage pool, where the input passed was the service, which is the storage configuration service. Then you are saying that I want to create a storage volume, and with the specific setting, with the size, and in which pool you want to create it. So what we capture in the knowledge base is, once this function is run, what are the classes, what are the instances which are going to get added, what is going to be deleted, and what is going to be modified. This will help us create the edit script, which will let us know what has changed from repository 1 to repository 2. So in this, C stands for create, E is the existing one, there is no modification, and U is the update. So as you see, the volume is the created and volume distribution is also created, and also the volume rank is also created. Actually, there are several ones which will be created, which I will show in later slides. So another complicated knowledge base is when the volume gets assigned to hosts, there will be several creation, modification, and non-changing classes which will be there. So this information is coded in the knowledge base so that any such change happening can be grouped together and clustered. So the next question can be that how do we differentiate between ambiguity, that since we have the key, which is the object path, that will help us differentiate and cluster them together without any ambiguity. The last component is the difference tracker. So difference tracker goes through this hashing and tries to remove the isomorphic trees. And then once we find that there are two non-isomorphic branches, we would go deep and figure out what is the difference. So this is a web-based tool. So let me show you how it operates, and then I will quickly come back to the results. So you can come to the panel and register a SIM agent. To register a SIM agent, you need the details, so which is called as SIMUM host IP. So this SIMUM host IP can be the external IP address of the server where the SIM agent is running, or could be the IP address of the real device itself, such as the fiber channel switch or the storage box. Which port it is running on, what is the user ID, password, and the namespace, the protocol, and some description to remember what this agent is about. You register the SIM agent, and the second option is you tune the knowledge base, where you can import, add, or remove knowledge bases or fragments, which I showed in the previous slides. You can create snapshots from this tool, where you point to a device and say, create a snapshot and tag it with a name, that DS8000 at 10:30 on November 6th. Using the list snapshot, it's going to show all the snapshots it has taken before. But once you want to run a diff, that snapshot has to be operational. So what you do is you go to the StatSIM agent and pick a snapshot and say run. So at that point, this tool is underneath going to mimic as if that device is operational and there. Quickly going back to results. So those four dimensions which I had described before, so here we have two repositories, SIM A and SIM B. The SIM agent A is reporting a IBM DS8000 storage subsystem, and the second agent is reporting a DS4000 subsystem. The difference syntactically is going to look like it has got 74 instances and the B has got 78 instances. And as you can see, the IBM TSDS volume and the LSI SSI storage volume have been shown at the same row because both of these extended from the same superclass, which is called SIM underscore storage volume, which is standards based. So even if the vendors extend their own classes, we will be able to view it because they both extend from the same standard class. So as you can see, that this is trying to give you mostly a syntactic view. So this might not be of good use to the administrator, but this becomes a very valuable tool for the system management, storage software developer, and tester, because this data goes into the database, and which is how it is reflected in the GUI and so on. So this data can be used by them to figure out what has changed between in the device from time T0 to T1, or between devices. Similarly, the same structure, but in a semantic manner, the administrator can point to these two devices and see that, okay, on the DS6000, I got 840 gigabyte of remaining space, and on the 4000, I have got 300 gigabyte, and how much of RAID 5 space remaining, both of them, and how much of RAID 1, and so on. Going to the temporal, there is the DS6000 snapshotted at time T0 and T1. From a syntactic point of view, you see the similar kind of thing, that these many instances were there, this many instances have not changed, and how many instances have been deleted and modified and so on. So this is again helpful for the developer and tester of the tool, but for the administrator, the data look like this, that at time T0, this was the status, and at time T1, there were the change in number of instances, but it was because of there was a volume as created and a volume as assigned. So coming to the conclusion and the future work, so this tool is very similar to the difference in which we have seen before, such as XML, GNU Diff utility, or CVS file difference tracking utility. But the difference here is that these documents are multi-hierarchical XML documents, and it's standard-based, so we can derive the difference in a meaningful way, and it's knowledge-based driven, and this is essentially meaningful difference tracking. So as I described, this is a powerful tool for system administrators as well as the tool developers and testers. This tool can also be used in the SNIA CTP environment where the devices are tested for conformance testing, and also in the virtual environment where the virtual machines are moving from machine to machine and then their configurations are changing. This tool can point to two different VM SIM agents and quickly tell you what the differences are. The future work which we are trying to do is using machine learning to automatically detect patterns. So right now it will show you only those differences which were derived either by standards or the knowledge base was existing. But it will also flag you that these are the differences I see, but I cannot semantically group them. So that is the time this tool can come back and say, hey, looks like these are the standard clusters which I see, but would you like to tag them with some rule, and do you want to create a knowledge base out of it? Also, we want to do the similar thing by showing a visual tool where the administrator go and tag these, insert, delete, and modify together and say, okay, for this together is essentially a volume unassignment action, so that later when you run this tool, this cluster can be grouped together and shown as a semantic difference. So that was the basis of this tool. Any questions?